They have memory loss, brain disorders that cause them not to be able to think properly. You know, people that hear voices, all those conditions, Jesus attributed them to demons and devil spirits. This is what Jesus said they are. These are demons and devil spirits. And saints of God, he has given us power over all these demons and devil spirits in the name of Jesus. So we'll pick back on this when we come back again. We'll continue with this lesson, and may God bless you. Amen and amen.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare broadcast with Evangelist Wanda Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wanda Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wanda Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1, as we go deeper in the Word of God. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I'm speaking from John chapter 19, verse 26. This morning, God has just placed this word today in my spirit on this day we celebrate as Mother's Day. John 19, chapter verse 26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For a little while, I want to speak from the subject, showing mother love till the end. Showing mother love till the end. There are so many wonderful, fascinating things in the text that we have before us, helpful holy hints as to how we ought to show and share our love with our mothers. And some of us are still privileged at this moment in history to still have our mothers here on this side of glory. And others of us, our mothers have gone on to rest on the other side. But there are things that we can learn, share, and show as it relates to that we have received from our mothers and what we should give to our mothers. One of the interesting things that I love about the text that Jesus realized when the word says he therefore saw his mother. It conjured up a whole lot of thoughts in the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ, because there Jesus, that man hanging from the cross, was destined to be both her son and her savior. And so it was in the reality of this position that he held as no other man has ever held before. He now sees his mother, who is caring, who is compassionate, and who is more than anything chosen to be his mother. One of the things I want to throw out parenthetically is whoever your mother is, she's been chosen to be your mother. It's no accident, it's no mistake that your mother was chosen to be your mother. No matter how life has dealt you a hand, good or bad, right or wrong, up or down, God has chosen your mother to be your mother. But thank God that God also orchestrates all of the situations and circumstances of life for his people. And while we may not always understand certain things at one point in time in our lives, all we have to do is keep on living and keep on trusting God, and surely he will reveal to us either on this side or the other side to come why he's done what he's done. How many of us can honestly attribute much of our success to our roots, to our training, to our mother? How many of us can see the personal value, the personal benefit in having a mother that God gave you to invest in you, to steer you, to guide you, to guard you, to invest in you, to do the things that would be necessary to shape and mold you into the person that you've become? And yet, so many times, mother is not appreciated the way that she ought to be. Now, I told you, above all, she was chosen. Jesus knew that Mary, his mother, was chosen of the Father for this job of being his mother. It took someone special, someone unique, someone different, someone who had the qualities that God knew he wanted in a mother for Jesus, his only begotten son. Unfortunately, when we look at our own lives, we can't always choose our family. Some of us wish we could choose other brothers, other sisters, other aunties and uncles, and other cousins. Y'all getting quiet, acting like I'm making up this stuff. We wish we could choose other children, and some of us other parents. But God made the choice for us, and in so making that choice, he had a greater plan, especially when we don't understand the choices God made for us. Now, one of the things that I love about the text is the fact that Jesus, and it's so clear in the word, that he who's being crucified, he who is the Savior of the world, hanging on a cross for sins he did not commit, he, Jesus, having now the privilege of being the head of his house, for historians have suggested that Joseph is dead at this time, which is the reason he's not there, but Jesus has been elevated. He was the older brother. He was the head of the house, and he's hanging on the cross, and his mother is right there by his side. How oftentimes have we seen so many good mothers, in spite of other folk who have left us and forsook us? Mother has been right there, good or bad, up or down, right or wrong. Mother has been by our sides. And see, when you love someone that deep, the love is greater than the shortcoming. The love is greater than the embarrassment. The love is greater than the problem. The love is greater than the circumstance or situation that that mother has for the child. But here Jesus shows that it ought to also be that same way with the child. When he saw her, the first thing is he recognized her. She wasn't the only one at the foot of the cross. But he recognized. He recognized her cry. Because he'd heard her cry many times before. He recognized her voice because he knew it from the inside out. He recognized her body, her form, her shape, her face. He recognized her heart, her pain, her suffering. He recognized her like none other could recognize her. He recognized her from the past, from the present, and even as a savior from the future. He recognized her in a way that none other could recognize her. And the Bible says, when he therefore saw his mother, it brought about many things. First thing we also recognize after he recognized her was the respect that Jesus had for his mother. And may I say a word about respect today, my brothers and sisters? Never in my own life have I seen so many children disrespect their mothers, their fathers, and don't understand the biblical repercussions of disrespecting their parents. Listen, no matter what your mama is or your mama ain't, she's your mama. What your father is, what your father isn't, he is your father. Listen, responsibility is to respect them and to honor them in spite of their shortcomings. To respect them is to respect God. Listen, your friends won't respect your mama if you don't respect your mama. Others will not respect your mother if you don't respect your mother. And so Jesus respected his mother. He honored his mother. He loved his mother. It was evident in the fact that that was a love that he shared for his mother and his mother for him that went beyond all boundaries and all limits. And right there at the foot of the cross, he had brothers, he had sisters, he had other family members, but they weren't there. But mother was. He hung as a thief, robber, cursed, a man who was ungodly on the cross. That's how the view of the cross was. If you were on the cross, you were ungodly. You were cursed. You were not a good person. And yet she was right there at the foot of that cross with a difference of opinion. And he saw her. And he stopped dying long enough to make sure that mama would be all right. He saw the tears. He heard the cry. But he wanted her to know that better days were just around the corner. Weep not for me, but for yourselves. Jesus understood his end from the beginning and knew that what he had to go through was necessary to be his mother's savior and everyone who believed savior. And so therefore, he understood how her heart was pierced. And he wanted to understand her to understand that he knew what she felt. Then he moves from respect to responsibility. Because one of the things that I love about Jesus is Jesus, though he was dying, though he was there on the cross, though he was humiliated, though he was made of no reputation, he took responsibility for his mother, even in his dying. Now, the interesting thing about this is he had other brothers. He had other sisters. But he didn't put the burden on them. He lived up to his responsibility of saying, "That's my mother." Siblings, I want you to hear me well. It is every sibling's responsibility to do the best they can for their mother. I don't care if it's one person in the family or 10 or many more. It is everyone's responsibility to do the best they can for their mother, not to throw shift the responsibility on others. It's every child's responsibility. That mother had to bear each and every one of you individually, and yet she took care of you. Can you not take care of her? Something is wrong when a mother without education scrubs floors, cleans toilets, iron other people's clothes, clean up other people's house, puts you through school, do whatever it is she has to do to give you what she's never had in her life before, to elevate your lifestyle, bless you, make you honorable, give you a head start in life, and you reach success, and mama still lives in a shack. Something's wrong with that picture. Something's wrong with the picture when she's got several children and she still, at 70, 80 years old, still has to work. Something's wrong with that picture. Something's wrong with that picture when her children are blessed and she's struggling for anything. Y'all quiet if you want to. But something's wrong with that picture. Something's wrong with the picture when she makes all the sacrifices, and now that you're blessed and able to do something, you do nothing worthy of the sacrifices she's made. Something's wrong with that picture. But here's what's worse. When you shift your responsibility to somebody else. That's my mama. That's what Jesus was saying. That's my mother. And he takes responsibility for her. His brothers are not there. His sisters are not there. But John, whom he loved, and who loved him with the purest of love, was there with Jesus' mother. Why do you think Jesus told Peter when he rose, "Peter, do you love me? Feed my lambs. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep." Here's what Jesus knew. If the love was real for him, then even when he wasn't there, he would take care of his. Y'all not getting this. If you love me, you will take care of mine. And Jesus knew John loved him. And as a result of John loving him, he would love his mother like he loved Jesus. Well, after all, John was the only disciple there. With his mother. No other family members hanging around, holding and supporting her, but he was right there. And at the foot of the cross, Jesus caused an adoption to happen. Woman, behold thy son. son, behold thy mother. He joined and connected a relationship that would last until life itself ended with the kind of love and support his mother deserved. Listen, it is not that Jesus was trying to replace himself as a son, because nobody could replace Jesus. Certainly not as a son to Jesus. But he was trying to reward his mother with a faithful son who would carry on and bless her life as she deserved it to be blessed. And look at what the record says in the 27th verse. It says, and that disciple from that very hour took her into his own house. And the inference is that he loved and he cared and he provided for her all of the days of her life, because Jesus loved his mother that much that he took responsibility for her care. What are you doing to reward your mother? For those of you who are yet able and capable, what arrangements have you made for your mother? How do you show her your love and appreciation for the countless sacrifices that only heaven has recorded and will reveal that she's done to make life worthwhile for you? How much she's given up, how much she's let go, how much she's denied herself, how much she's spent on you rather than herself to give you the best quality of life. What are you doing? This is the quietest Mother's Day sermon I'm here. All of you that selfish and don't reward your mother that much that you don't understand that this is a blessing. A blessing. Some have loved mother to the end, and mother's gone over and crossed over, and they have no regrets other than they couldn't have mother still here to do what they had to do for her. Some have taken care of their mother when their other siblings were not there by themselves, struggled, suffered through, did the best they could until the last breath. And if they could keep mother still here, they would still be there by her bedside doing the same thing because they loved her till the end. How many of you remember the story, The Imitation of Life? Well, this girl who was a passant blanc. But Johnny, they don't understand that Cajun talking. She tried to pass for the lighter persuasion. And she was blessed to be in higher society and mingle with the other girls who didn't look altogether like her, but she resembled closely how they looked. And so her mother, who was a maid, was a clean-up woman. Her mother, who took care of her by taking care of other folks' house and children, etc., blessed her to be in an environment where she saw it and desired it, and she pretended she was what she wasn't. She pretended and pretended, and she moved on up the ladder of life and got to a place where she thought she was all of that. And she denied, would not recognize her mother, would not respect her mother, would not take responsibility for her mother. And then she died. And the folk that didn't know she was what she was, found out she was black. She pretended, she perpetrated, she acted like she was what she wasn't, and she denied the one woman who gave her life and everything that was worth living in life to the best of her ability, and she denied her to the end. And there, on the funeral day, she had the audacity to want to cry out and acknowledge, that's my mama. When her mama couldn't hear it, her mama didn't know it. Her mama had transitioned from this world to a whole nother world, and she was her mother's pride and joy, and yet she did not have the love for her mother to acknowledge all her mother had done for her until it was too late. And I was but yet a boy, with tears in my eyes, wishing I had a bat to knock her upside her head. And yet, sadly enough, that still goes on today. Or maybe it might not be because you're trying to pass for somebody else, but you are passing on the responsibility of loving and taking care of your mother, being the best, doing the best, giving her the best that you possibly can, knowing that you don't know full well what she's been through for you. And I've even discovered, to those who have been given up for adoption, that the most selfless act, and perhaps the best thing that mother could have done for your life, was to give you up to someone who could do better than she could. And so don't be blaming and say, well, I don't have that kind of mama. I don't have that kind of memory. Yes, if you are here, you've had a mama, and some mamas have died that you might live while giving birth. And yet God chose her to be your mother. Well, even if mother is gone, the memories of her teachings, her trainings, the investments that she's made in you, instilled in you to make you the best person you can be, can honor her memory. Knowing that she now sits in that great cloud of witnesses, looking down, smiling, telling Peter, that's my boy. Telling Paul, look at what I've done with him. Just like Timothy did, or his mother and grandmother did with him. I don't know, my brother, my sister, how you reward your mother. But if she's still alive, may I suggest to you that you get in a hurry, time is not on your side. There ought not ever be anything that would make you embarrassed of your mother.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.